Welcome, welcome, precious gospel kindred. We are happy you to meet and make you freely welcome. Welcome, welcome, precious gospel kindred. We are happy you to meet and make you freely welcome. By the cords of union pure, our hearts are bound together, and the love we bear to you no friendship e'er can sever. By the cords of union.
Welcome back to the roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. That was Todd Burdick, Margaret Karloff, Jim Day, Stephanie Guelpa, and Julie Smith. Some of the Shaker singers who will perform each day at the Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield, Massachusetts this spring and summer. The 750-acre Hancock Shaker Village operates as a living history museum open to the public with 20 authentic Shaker buildings, costumed interpreters, rich collections of Shaker furniture and artifacts in rotating exhibits, a full schedule of activities and workshops, a mile-long hiking trail and picnic areas, a village store and village cafe, and a working farm with extensive gardens and heritage breed livestock. They kick off their busy season this Saturday, April 12th, with baby animals. Sean Hartley Hancock is the Director of Marketing and Communications at Hancock Shaker Village, and she joins us now. Sean Hartley Hancock, welcome to the roundtable.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here, Sarah.
So the summer season is the big season at the village, and I wanted to ask you before we talk about everything that's coming up, what happens at the Hancock Shaker Village in the off season? What goes on during the winter?
Oh, well, we're largely closed. We do private tours, and anybody who wants to come through the village or see our museum collections and our artifacts is certainly welcome. But it's more administrative, and you know, the village is pretty much shut down. The farm is year round, however.
And the big summer launch, as spring finally does reach our area, is the most adorable regional event that there is, baby animals. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. It is adorable and so much fun for everyone. It's an authentic farm experience for people of all ages, but of course, children love it. We have all these newborn animals who are arriving virtually daily, new litters of little piglets and new baby lambs and goats and calves, chicks and ducks. They're just charming. And so we always kick off our season with baby animals on the Shaker Farm. This is our 12th season doing it, and it's as exciting as ever. And we get lots and lots of people who turn out for this. And of course, we're always looking to attract more and to really, for people to really come in and bring their children, especially to see an authentic traditional farm and to meet the babies.
Who has to take care of all of these little critters?
We have farm manager Billy Mangiardi, and he's got a wonderful staff. And we have volunteers as well, people who, you know, just love the village and are always there for us. But yes, everybody's very busy right now, and we get almost hourly reports about new arrivals.
There is a historic preservation program at the Hancock Shaker Village. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, we do that. It's a master's degree in historic preservation that we run the program in conjunction with the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, and it's very successful. Part of the program occurs, the classroom portion at UMass, and the other part, the very hands-on part, is here at the Shaker Village. We've had some very successful students come out of the program.
Tis a gift to be simple, tis a gift to be free, tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we shan't be ashamed. To turn will be our delight, till by turning we come round right.
There is a CSA at HSV.
Oh yeah, that's a wonderful part of the farm experience at Hancock Shaker Village. Not only do we have the livestock and the herds of livestock and all the other chicks and ducks and those kinds of animals, but we have a wonderful garden program, herbs, heirloom vegetables, and also flowers. And anybody in the community, anywhere really, if you want to make the trip to pick up your bags of produce every week, but anybody can join, and I strongly urge you to. Our CSA program, it's all organic, community-supported agriculture, CSA, you know, for people who don't know. So, you know, you get a weekly bag of fresh produce, whatever's being harvested that week. And sometimes they include eggs from our chickens, sometimes not. Again, the volunteers and a garden staff runs that program, and it's really wonderful.
What is coming up this season that's special or new?
Great. I'm glad you asked that. One of our most exciting programs is something that's going to occur daily at the village at 1:30 every day. We will have a group of Shaker singers who sing traditional Shaker songs and some dancing. It's not always going to be a very formal concert. There'll be aspects of it that are kind of sing-along, if you know some of these songs, as many people in the community do. But if you just want to sit and enjoy it, it's also, you know, just really, really lovely, very simple, beautiful music. And I will be hearing more of, you know, some of that today with our singers.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome of you guys to bring them over. It's a great way to really get involved through the magic of radio with what goes on at the village.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for having us. The other new things are we have a Please Touch room that's also opening when we open on April 12th tomorrow. And it's a room in an authentic Shaker dwelling called the Brick Dwelling, an authentic room with reproduction objects and artifacts. And people are allowed, our visitors are allowed in this room to handle and touch and even put on the clothing that's in the closet to have the authentic Shaker experience. It's a little bit of a different interpretation for us. Instead of looking at artifacts, a visitor now is able to actually handle them and examine them. And we think that gives them a greater insight and more, you know, just brings them closer to the experience.
Yeah, I can see where that would add a lot.
Come life, Shaker life, come life eternal, shake, shake out of me all that is carnal. Come life, Shaker life, come life eternal, shake, shake out of me all that is carnal. I'll take nimble steps, I'll be a David, I'll show Michael twice how he behave it. I'll take nimble steps, I'll be a David, I'll show Michael twice how he behave it. Come life, Shaker life, come life eternal, shake, shake out of me all that is carnal. Come life, Shaker life, come life eternal, shake, shake out of me all that is carnal. I'll take nimble steps, I'll be a David, I'll show Michael twice how he behave it. I'll take nimble steps, I'll be a David, I'll show Michael twice how he behave it. Come life, Shaker life, come life eternal, shake, shake out of me all that is carnal. Come life, Shaker life, come life eternal, shake, shake out of me all that is carnal. I'll take nimble steps, I'll be a David, I'll show Michael twice how he behave it. I'll take nimble steps, I'll be a David, I'll show Michael twice how he behave it.
Is there a typical or recommended method for approaching the Shaker Village before you come, or is it so you could just show up and figure it out as you go?
Oh yeah, we have a wonderful visitor map. We have very talented costumed interpreters throughout the village who can really steer you. Hey, are you interested in this? Here, let me show you that. Or hey, you know what? You really should visit this building to do this or that. Our staff, our interpreters are all very knowledgeable about the village. It is a complex place. There's a lot going on. You can spend the day, and I encourage people to come and spend the day. It is that kind of place. I mean, you can certainly come for an hour and have a wonderful time, but if you can spend a day, you'll get a great deal out of it.
I went there. I don't know anything about Shakers. I don't know anything about the traditions, the religion, the practices, but then you learn a lot. I imagine, though, that people who do know a lot about the Shakers come as well. How do you keep the place at the right level of education and involvement, depending on anyone's level of expertise?
That's very interesting. We have these new iPad touch stations that are also being unveiled at the start of our new season when we open on April 12th, and they're throughout the village. And for people who want to learn more, go deeper into that story, they can just touch one of the icons and a video opens, or there's a lecture or some kind of interactive program that teaches you more and shows you more. There's also a great deal of Shaker history and background on our website. that gives lots of Shaker history. And on campus, at the Village, is the Center for Shaker Studies. So real true scholars, and there are a number of them, often visit the Village to do research, primary research, and to look at our artifacts and through collections for the research and the study that they're engaged in. So the visitor, the average visitor, you know, can really just not really need to know much about the Shakers at all and just have a great time and kind of see and learn as they go. And for people who are more curious and want to learn more, there's many ways right on campus and also via our website and via the Center for Shaker Studies where they can learn a lot more.
Sean, thank you so much for chatting with me and for organizing bringing the singers here.
Oh, we're thrilled that you wanted us. Thank you.
Sean Hartley Hancock is the Director of Marketing and Communications at Hancock Shaker Village. Our Shaker singers are Todd Burdick, Margaret Karloff, Jim Day, Stephanie Guelpa, and Julie Smith. Baby Animals will be at the Hancock Shaker Village April 12th through May 4th. There's more information available on our website, wamc.org/roundtable.
Love is little, love is low, love will make my spirit grow. Love is little, love is low, love will make my spirit grow. Grow in peace, grow in light, love will do the thing that's right. Grow in peace, grow in light, love will do the thing that's right.
I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.